98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A commitment to the community has inspired local real estate developer Logan Youngbacher to enter the political arena by running for Oshkosh Common Council.
I believe that Oshkosh deserves leadership that is focused on long-term goals and real results that work and affect people's everyday lives. So my real goal is focusing on and keeping Oshkosh focused on long-term and real practical solutions and not political platitudes, as you might hear otherwise.
Economic development and housing affordability are intertwined, and Youngbacher says he sees them as the primary challenges facing the Oshkosh City government. He added that governmental efficiency, specifically the efficient use of taxpayer dollars, is also a top priority.
I also believe that Oshkosh needs work in an area of building public trust, as always. I think Oshkosh needs to continuously show up and do the work that people have confidence that what the city is doing makes sense, has reasons, works towards our goal and our common vision of what success looks like as a community.
As a real estate developer, Youngbacher says the city needs to make it easier for the development of a wider range of housing options.
Whether it be single-family home, duplex, triplex, apartments, there's a whole continuum of different housing options out there. And as we've seen in the housing study that was completed just a couple of years ago, we're really lacking a lot of different options for people.
Eight candidates are running for the three at-large common council seats. The primary is February 17th. To learn more about Youngbacher and to hear the complete interview, see our story at WISS.FM. Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference Tuesday with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass said 32 other states in the country have already introduced and passed similar legislation. A recent study shows that the Oneida Nation has more than $1 billion impact on our state's economy. Connie Fellman reports.
The independent study was conducted by St. Norbert's College for Business and Economic Analysis. The study shows the tribe is responsible for more than 5,000 jobs and over $300 million in employee compensation in Brown and Outagamie counties. Tribal leaders say the study continues to validate Oneida as an economic driver in the local, as well as regional and state economy. Chairman Tahasi Hill says while he's proud of the tribe's economic contributions, there are still needs to be met within the tribe, including affordable housing, addiction, education, and more. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Democrats want to legalize recreational and medical marijuana. The bill introduced Monday would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older and for minors with parental consent. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay, one of the authors, said in a press release, Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that allow it already. In September, Wisconsin Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana. This is the time of year where we gather our W-2s, the 1099s, the retirement statements, all to prepare for our taxes. And the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams with the filing season coming up. According to a press release, one of the most common scams that crops up around this time of year involves scammers posing as IRS officials and trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal information. The Better Business Bureau is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they receive a questionable request. Oshkosh is known for its love of aviation, and you don't have to wait until summer to get your fix. On February 7th, Winter Flight Fest at the EAA Aviation Museum features a ski plane fly-in, weather permitting, and lots of family activities, including simulations of what the Wright brothers' first powered flight was like and building a helicopter from recycled household materials. Details for the event can be found on the EAA website. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 24 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little off and on light snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.